film, for example. Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
It's Sunday, the 18th day of March, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. Then we're back with a weekday transmission. David Knight, 8 a.m., myself at 11 a.m., and, of course, 3 o'clock, Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others, the War Room. Certainly not a boring time to be alive, and there's never a slow news day, as some people would like to say. Sometimes mainstream media doesn't have its talking points out, and they take a vacation, but we never sleep here when it comes to defending not just this republic, but the future of humanity and the defense of free will and our own chance to govern our own destiny. There's so much I want to get to here. The Justice Department is moving with indictments against McCabe, Comey, and Hillary Clinton, finally, along with others in their crime network. I have that from sources very high up, and the sources have been telling me this for a month. And then now I'm seeing people, very prominent former deputy directors and others, saying exactly what I've been told. So I've been kind of sitting on this because folks know I'm not a wishful thinker. I don't tell you something's going away until it's going that way. Minds might get changed. The Democrats might roll over and back off and let us make the country great again. And then maybe there could be some detente because I don't want to have the big train wreck that's going to come from this. But it's better than going into the long night of tyranny and letting the Clinton crime cabal continue to stay in power and sell us out to the communist Chinese and others. And Trump tried to give them a chance to go quietly, you know, out to pasture, not into the dark night, but just, you know, take their stolen loot and go. They put Napoleon on Alba and then another island, not because they didn't hate the guy, but because he had a lot of networks and a lot of people, and they wanted him to make a deal and give up for everybody's greater good. Well, he snuck back a few years later, as everybody knows, and had to be finally completely locked up, not just given his own island and, you know, a few hundred of his own troops. Because with that little network, he launched attacks again. And it's the same thing here. They're not going to give up. They're not going to go away. They're crazy. So huge news on that front. Also, Vladimir Putin re-elected. There were globalists trying to hack in and block that. A lot of craziness there. That's all coming up. And I'm going to spend some time on this. You know, I normally check Drudge Report 5, 6, 10 times a day. I didn't today. I was watching my wife on her iPad, and I saw some of the stuff she was looking at, so I kind of got it away from her when she started cooking lunch. I'm just explaining how my surfing habits, and I went down the rabbit hole of the London Guardian. I didn't know that Drudge had it as well as his top story. The Cambridge Analytica files. Meet the whistleblower. I created Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool. Staff claim Analytica ignored ban on foreigners working elections. Facebook suspends Zuckerberg to testify before Senate committee. Socials weaponized, data harvested, behaviors predicted, manipulated. This is like in 2018 saying, this young man invented the automobile in 2014. He was the first ever to have an automobile. You're like, automobiles have been around for 100 and something years. That's what social networks are. That's how they data mine. It's how they harvest. They're 100% Democrat globalist worldwide. They fund the Arab Spring. They fund all these uprisings. They fund the war in Ukraine, the war on Russia, the war against Brexit. Oh, but one young guy who was in these companies, they're now putting him out there knowing people aren't technical, like, he invented this. He discovered it. And they harvested millions of names. Yes. Steve Bannon, with this guy, developed basically a spitwad shooter compared to a 5,000 megaton hydrogen bomb. Okay? In fact, pull me that clip of the top historian coming out and saying the social networks are taking over for the globalists, not the other way around. Print me that article. I need that clip.
breaking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Son of the county is shot.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the front floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is the national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are two giant news stories that we're going to predominantly cover here on this live Sunday broadcast today, the 18th day of March, 2018. Thank you so much for joining us. And there's a lot of other big tidbits like Vladimir Putin getting reelected with a landslide. But the first big story is the firing of McCabe before he got his pension, the hysteria in Washington, the open and shut case that he perjured himself and his wife got $500,000 from Hillary, and that they used government money to pay for Fusion GPS, and that he sat over that cabal, that organization. Oh, and of course, the big one, protected Hillary, protected all her crimes with Eric Holder, and, of course, Ms. Lynch after that, Loretta Lynch. So Comey's been caught perjuring as well before Congress. It's open and shut, and that's just what we know. Imagine what the president knows. So all of that said, that's going to be coming up today. In fact, I'm going to hit that first after I get some other important news out of the way in the next segment. And, of course, then you've got to ask yourself, how big a response are we going to see from the MSM globalist? What other tricks up their sleeves do they have? This is obviously a very dangerous, critical time for the American reboot that we're all in the middle of right now. Now, that said, though, I want to tackle this first because I'm not an IT expert when it comes to zeros and ones and programming. I mean, I took programming some in middle school and high school and did a little bit of it here and there. But I try to focus on a computer and engineering or electricity or anything. I mean, I can actually get pretty good at it, but it's not my forte. It's not the direction I've gone in. What I do is I study what the experts say in the big swath of where a technology is going, what it's based on, and how it operates. Now, 2 years ago, Google came out, and they said that when they were founded in the late 1990s with CIA and NSA funding and money, that the government officials that were there from NQTEL and DARPA said, we already have a bunch of search engines in system. What is this? They said, sir, and Wired Magazine wrote about this 2 years ago. We'd first, of course, covered it over a decade ago. We're building an over-the-horizon future-predicting system. But once you can predict it, you can also manipulate people with stimulus to control them. And we want billions of people plugged into a supercomputer so it can machine learn. And then we're going to put everybody in their own groups and manipulate and control them basically through peer pressure and bullying. Now, remember last year, Sean Parker came out, the former head of Facebook, and others, a bunch of executives there went public. Documents got released in Australia. where they said we exploit liberals mainly. We exploit people that are depressed. We exploit young people. And we try to keep them desperate and alone. And we have fake bots that manipulate them that look like real people, but that they're avatars. And then we data mine billions of people a day to then manipulate through peer pressure and control them. Facebook told advertisers to identify teens feeling insecure and worthless. So now that they make you depressed, now they're going to offer psychology tests and things and then recommend, you know, drugs you should be put on. So, you know, it's kind of the whole 360 spectrum there of even making money off of how they make you depressed and basically doom your life. And there's thousands of articles admitting this. So imagine I have that curse. I have that thing called a memory. And so when I got up this morning and my wife was reading the London Guardian on her iPad, I went and spent, like I do, 2.5 hours reading everything about it from every angle. And it is just a ridiculous PR stunt with this new superhero character they're launching that has pink hair. So you know you've got to listen to him. And he's gay, so you can't question him just, you know, just at that point. Who cares if you're gay, dude? Give me a break. Other people walk up and say, I'm heterosexual. Dun, dun, dun. Or I'm whatever, man. I don't care. It's not that I dislike it because you're gay. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So Stephen Hawking dies as their PR guy. And then 1 week later, we've got the new guy. And it's like Jesus arrived. He's the greatest genius the world ever saw. He has a way to track people on social networks and know what group they're in and then bully them with bots to make them politically do what he wants. It says he invented it in 2014. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my, I mean, this is he. Folks, he also invented in 2014 fire. He invented the wheel. In fact, Jesus was gay and he was married to him. No, I'm being sarcastic. Ladies and gentlemen, social networks were theorized at MIT in the 70s. Steve Pachinik's talked about it. My dad at UT wrote seminal papers on it that were then picked up and basically went into the classification bin. My dad told me about social networks when I was 5 years old and the whole plan. Okay? So, No, I didn't tell you all about this 20 years ago. This hasn't been going on publicly for about 15. This man invented it. Now, that's how they do it, you see. They go, oh, my God, the Russian collusion, it's incredible. Stephen Bannon went with some Mercer money. And they went in and they wanted somebody to go harvest conservatives and libertarians from the database to activate them politically and motivate them. And when I saw the numbers of 5 million, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars got hundreds of millions of free thinkers worldwide mobilized to just promote free market and capitalism. We weren't paid by the Mercers. 5 million is a joke. But again, they know the general public doesn't know this. So they have this huge to-do about, you know, the cool gay guy with pink hair and the camo jacket who didn't know what he was doing and he's really sorry. He's God. He gave us Promethean fire. He knew everything. And there's one email where they pitched a Russian bot company to help do their operation. And so that's the proof of Russian collusion, even though it never happened. And it says, I made Stephen Bannon's psychological warfare tool, Meet the Data War Whistleblower. Oh, like InfoWar? Oh, did you invent InfoWar too, young man? Did your pink hair invent it? And you read this crap. I mean, it's like a 20-page article or more. And then I read a bunch of others, and it's just a giant hoax. It's a total hoax. Bannon never covered up the fact that he went and tried to data mine to create a database to expand Breitbart and all this other stuff. Because as a Democrat globalist, I guess he thought he could capitalize off that or whatever. But that's what there's probably 20 companies in Austin bigger than Cambridge Analytics doing the same thing for the Democrats. They're the ones that dominate it all. But if conservatives and libertarians even try to toy with it, they go, oh, my God, you're manipulating everyone. It's Zuckerberg calling his users dumb effers. They admit the whole thing is a giant manipulation and data mining and putting people in pens and bullying them. But, oh, this guy with pink hair invented it. And, oh, the Republicans are using it. Bots are illegal when Republicans have them. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to get into the imminent indictments of McCabe, Comey, Hillary, you name it. The word is they've got the evidence. They're going forward. Trump delivers on every front. He always does what he says he'll do. And how are they going to respond? They are so panicked. They're openly threatening the president. Wait till we get to that in the next segment. But since I mentioned this, let me try to quantify this because it's a big deal. The world is learning about how social networks have been weaponized from the beginning to make you depressed, to control you, to make you a globalist, to make you a leftist, to bully people with bots that sound like they're regular folks, ridiculing you when you Twitter or Facebook something right of Mao Zedong or V.I. Lenin. And so now it's well known, it's always been in the news, that Bannon for Breitbart, wanting a database of conservatives, went in 2015-16 and paid different companies to go into the profiles of Facebook and to create a database and a relationship for political mailers. Conservatives hadn't even done that. Everything's leftist. Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. They're the ones that admit 99% of it's leftist, globalist. Sean Parker's gone public. All of it. They try to keep you depressed. They try to keep you under their control. And then you read this big article, the Cambridge Analytica files. I made Stephen Bannon's psychological warfare tool meet the data war whistleblower. And then when you read the article, what they're saying is standard data mining, public source, totally legal. Once they got the codes to get into the private Facebooks and public ones, they would then have bots strike up relationships. That's what the Democrats and the globalists and the modern internet is. So Bannon goes and does a primitive attempt to get into it and to do what they were doing a decade before. And now they write huge articles like he discovered free energy. It's like saying you discovered radio in 2018 when it was invented by Marconi in, what, 1889 or something? Look up when Marconi discovered radio, please, and published his file. I'm just going from memory. It was 18-something. So I'm reading this, and it's like, this guy's got pink hair. He discovered radio in 2018. And it's a total cutout. Just like everything else. He worked at the company. Yeah, Bannon went and did it. Yeah, there were millions of dollars of Russian bots involved. 80% of them were anti-Trump, including rallies that Michael Moore attended against Trump that was funded by the Russian bot company, because you get around campaign finance laws by going overseas. And who's famous for that? The Clintons, the Clinton Foundation. Billions. 1888. When did I say? My memory, it's just incredible. If I just don't question my memory, it's almost always right. But then there was a debate about it, and three other guys kind of admitted at the same time. I don't think it was published and agreed that he was, I think it was 1889 that he was recognized as inventing it. But I believe the first transmissions were in 1888. Anyway, side issue. Hadn't looked at that in 30 years. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, folks, I don't make this crap up. People see me up here saying all this stuff. They think there's no way this guy actually knows all this stuff. I do and more, believe me. And it's not bragging. I'm just letting you know. So, no. He didn't invent radio. This guy with pink hair did. And I don't care that he's got pink hair. Hell, there are more people with pink hair in America now or purple hair than there are with just the regular color. Mine's all falling out in gray. I don't give a damn. The point is, he's got pink hair, ladies and gentlemen. And I read this crap. And I mean, I spent hours on this today, and I couldn't believe it. Bannon invented a system with this pink-haired guy to bully people with fake bots. So you think you're really conservative and have friends, and then it gives you confidence. And then you go out and you do things, Steve Bannon with this guy in 2000. This guy in 2014, Bannon a year and a half later, they invented organizing people on social networks and data mining and for political purposes. Really? Because a couple years before that, they funded the whole Arab Spring to overthrow a bunch of countries, and Google, Facebook, and Twitter admittedly honchoed it. But see, That's all buried in the back of the newspaper. See how that works? It's all just, man, that whiz kid's incredible. Yeah, did you hear? He invented steam engines in 2018. Yeah, yeah. And he invented fire and shoes. And let me tell you about this guy. What's his name? Christopher Weil. He invented toilet paper. That's right. My God, he's got a nose ring, pink hair. God, he's powerful. I don't know what to do right now. I'm kind of threatened right now by an intellect that big. And then everyone just, oh my gosh, oh, what are we going to do? They got this power. The Republicans are dominating the internet and they're censoring and they've got mind control weapons. All they did was data mine 5 million people to create a new mailing list to get them politically involved and try to get donations out of them. The Democrats would fix the search results daily with Hillary Clinton in between phone calls with Google. She was getting the questions for the debate, planting questions for Trump, and then lying about it all in the same day. Everything rigged. Everything tilted. And then they're like, how do we keep these Republicans from being able to use bots? Because their worldview is so much more popular and people want nationalism and, God, we're selling tyranny versus capitalism. How do we do that? Just say it's Russian. Have a big genius come out with pink hair and talk about how they invented it. Oh, that's how Trump won. He had all these fancy things to steal it. But Facebook, Google, Twitter, CNN, ABC News, NBC, all of the whole Hollywood combine, foreign governments, the EU, the Pope, the communist Chinese, all piling on. But Trump still won. How do we make it look like we're not hated and there hadn't been a total political realignment and the whole world's turning against us? What do we do? Just like Comey 2012. Oh, there's an African in Central Africa with all these slaves and he's evil. And look, there's a trendy university student fighting it. And let's raise $1 billion. Comey's on the CIA payroll, been protected the whole time. He's a ghost profile there. So they have an excuse to invade wherever they want. And I already knew that before I know the people that sit down and have dinner with him and deliver him lost rockets. Now, that's what this comes down to. And that's why I spent so much time on this, is because I love Drudge. And I know it's a big breaking story. Can you guys pop Drudge back up there for me? But, you know, it's all the big story up there. The Cambridge Analytica files, God. They invented fire. Oh, what is it? Oh, God. Meet the whistleblower. Oh, he's got pink hair, jeez. He's powerful. Oh, my God. I created Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool. Oh, yeah, you want lower taxes, want your sovereignty back, want to stop being bashed by globalists and being pissed all over? Yeah, the truth's called psychological warfare. The truth's called victory. That's why Trump's so important and has so much courage and it's so amazing, because he's just not out to get you. So the whole Stephen Bannon thing, this whole deal about Analytica and all this, it's a big story. I'm glad Drudge is covering it. My point is that it's hiding in plain view when you read this crap, that Bannon was trying to go back to what was around 10 years before or more and trying to tinker toy. And so making a foray into their whole fake bot Facebook world, they're saying, no, no, no. Now they put an article out trying to introduce bots to the world as if libertarians and conservatives are the ones that invented it for social control.
I'm picking up a fake transmission. That's like it. I think it's Alex Jones calling.
But here's the good news, chumps. You think you're going to assassinate Trump or shut down the independent media and bully a bunch of us into going along with you?
How do I preserve power?
No. Gone from being willing to have a fight to wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buy into your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to
Hades,
where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
The Cambridge Analytica file story that is one of the biggest stories in the worldwide media right now is a giant, disgusting hoax. And I'm going to just say this and I'm done talking about it. So I already broke it down earlier and laid it all out. They're saying that Stephen Bannon and some pink-haired guy developed the idea to data mine Facebook in 2014, 15, and 16 for political purposes, and that they have bots that then contact people and try to get them politically involved. That's what MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all of that's been going on since the inception of the internet as we know it. When you send somebody an auto response on email, that's a bot. And there's been no discussion of bots and manipulation politically. I've been talking about it forever, except when they talk about Trump. And Congress, in their investigation, even admits less than 0.5% of bot activity in 2016 was Russian. And 80% of that was leftist. Russia is like America. It's overrun with leftists. It's overrun with Soros operators. The Russians are just aware of it. Internationalists have had enough of New York, D.C. globalism. It was the left went and took over Russia in 1917, 100 years ago plus. Believe me, they've had a good gang raping. Bernie Sanders wanted to have his honeymoon there in the 70s, and he did. He doesn't want to have it there now because it's not a place to have his way with Christians. That's what this is. The globalists want to mount your head on the wall. They're evil. They want dominance. They want control. They're mentally ill. Just like Hitler, just like Mao, they have this nature to want to control it all. They're like cancer. Bernie Sanders describes the Soviet Union honeymoon. Oh, it's incredible. There's too many choices, too much medicine, too much entertainment in America. There's a quote. Oh, I like austerity, except I got five houses, a bunch of $100,000 cars. But I'm the ruling class. I'm Bernie Sanders. All right, sorry. The big news is coming. I just had to hit this bot news because... Did you hear Stephen Bannon discovered a thing called fire? Yeah, he did. He's really powerful. But a pink-haired guy actually did it. He's the guy behind it all. Because the idea of libertarians or nationalists even getting involved in bots, not bots to make people insecure, not bots to control them like Facebook documents show they do, not Zuckerberg famously saying, pull up New York Magazine, pull it up. Our readers, they trust us. They're dumb effers and laughing at everybody. And then the documents come out that it's their job to keep you depressed. We had the article earlier. Let's throw it up on screen. To keep you depressed, to control you. Yeah, embarrassing and damaging. Zuckerberg's IMs confirmed by Zuckerberg, the New Yorker. Scroll down. And he's talking about how much he hates his users. Zuck. So, yeah, if you ever need info about anyone at Harvard, this is just them, their own alumni, how to stalk folks. Just ask. I have over 4,000 emails, pictures, addresses. Friend, what? How'd you manage that one? People just submitted it. I don't know why they trust me, dumbass. Now, I remember 8 years ago, to be on Facebook, they'd send a thing and go, are these really your friends? And it'd be high school photos from 30 years ago, and it would do a face scan of you. It's getting everything, sharing it, bigger than any database, 3 billion users, totally in control, AI system. But they think you're such troglodytes, like where you're showing, you know, poor pygmies have never seen technology, a lighter, it is God. You know, they've got flamethrowers over here, but they're like, look, Bannon made fire. Look at the fire. And everybody, woo, did you hear what Bannon did? And I've noticed that's a tactic they use against me. They'll go, Jones is a master manipulator. No one's better. Here's how he lies to people. And then they'll show made up stuff I didn't say. But it's this appeal to like, wow, look, he's really good at BS. But that's not what I've done. So my point is Zuckerberg and all these big things are broke into your info. They're tracking everything. The appliances are watching and listening. Everything's a total free-for-all. And then there's lawsuits coming, congressional hearings. Steve Bannon worked with a company. Why, up to 5 million profiles of Facebook were accessed without Facebook users' permission. And then people contacted them. It's like when they go bully the woman, CNN in Florida and Broward County. why the Russian bots were talking. She goes, no, I meet with the people here locally. We're libertarians and conservatives. We like Trump. We talked to her. She's a listener. She didn't want to come on. She didn't want any more attention. And they bully her because they claim something connected to a Russian bot once posted a link that was sent to her. See how dumb they think you are? So this bot thing's a big deal. Because they've got them, they use them, they're on record rigging everything. And this is all going on, and now the London Guardian just told us it was invented by a guy with pink hair 4 years ago. The article says that. They were shutting AI robots off 20-something years ago because they didn't know what they were doing. They had plans for information energy, as it was called and then classified, 35, 40 years ago. They had everything, theoretically, in the incredible mind of humans. And then now it's here. And then, again, they tell you, because they don't have a debate about how they're illegally using bots, how they're trying to make you depressed, how they're trying to rig everything, how they're rigging the debates, how they're rigging the town halls, how they're doing it all. No. If you try to harvest Facebook for 5 million names that you contact to politically be involved, to be an American or to be sovereign, that's the dirtiest thing the world ever saw. And they talk about the guilt of the pink-haired guy, you know, that he did this and didn't know what he'd done, but he was such a genius. And I wonder if this guy even knows he's being used. Because I went and looked at the company records and stuff. This is just some programmer for just some second-rate standard, you know, contact program that goes and skims contacts. He can send somebody a damn email, and they act like this guy just discovered Valhalla in his ass at the same time. All right, our top story was the impending indictments of McCabe and Comey and Hillary and how bold that is of Trump and how are they going to strike back, because that's huge news. We're going to get to that next. And so much more. And then it turns out the executive of that company, according to Lee Stranahan, he's got the documents. Turns out they sued me for claiming the CIA was involved in overthrowing governments. I wasn't really talking about him. But then it turns out the company reportedly works for brags that it runs out, carries out covert CIA operations. I mean, not that I ever thought anybody that works at the State Department might be involved with the CIA. Next, you're going to tell me that the sky's blue and penguins walk funny and bears take big old fat dumps in the woodlands. But we'll keep straight shooting you straight ahead. By the way, as you know, they're trying to shut us down. So when you spread the live links, you spread the articles, you're not bots, you're real people. When you, on your email or in person or whatever, on local radio, spread the word about the local station. That's what gets the word out and funds our operation. And that's how we reach more people. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars in 2018 really is the archetypal example of human brains online fighting against the globalists and seeing if we can overturn this anti-human system. This is the human versus AI operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're 47 minutes into this global broadcast, and I have not gotten into our top story yet. You know, I'm not one to hype things, as the audience knows. I don't sit there and say indictments of Hillary are imminent, indictments of McCabe are imminent, until our sources have told us that, indeed, that's where this is going. And you've seen the evidence mount, the perjury to Congress, the fake dossiers, McCabe getting $500,000 from Hillary, from her foundation, his wife, Comey testifying on May 3rd. They never leaked anything, and now we know he's the main leaker. And then later on June 8th, admitting he'd leaked, going back over a year repeatedly. I mean, that's all bombshell. But the big story is Trump's taking the gloves off. And I've seen the real signs of them cracking with Joy Behar and Hillary's former campaign manager and Democrat Congressman Dick Durbin. Go going, Trump's not racist. The same 30% of Democrats that voted to put Obama over the top are the ones that voted for Trump, which is true. And I've got a bunch of other examples, but I watch everything. And smarter Democrats, who aren't even good people, but they're survivors, they see this as an extinction-level event. One side says, go for broke, threaten everybody, sue everybody, overthrow the country, call for the murder of the president, and we've got clips of that. But the smart ones go, man, you've really revealed yourself. We should be acting like Trump to get our people in office, like happened in Pennsylvania. There was also election fraud now proven. You need to stop. This is crazy. But Clinton and her crime network are still in control. Thank God. But not thank God. I mean, at a Machiavellian level, I'm like, oh, thank God they're still in control. But I don't like seeing evil done and bad, even if it hurts the overall bad system. It's still unseemly, because if there's a runaway bulldozer going through houses, okay, it's going to run over the first house that has bad guys in it. There's a bunch of other houses. See, I think like moves ahead. I'm not arrogant. And the globalists that aren't arrogant are like, run up the white flag, stop, stop. Trump never blinks. He never backs down. He's a pragmatist. He's actually a libertarian liberal. He just has a soft spot for America. And they think that's mentally ill to not like just harvest everybody and screw everybody over. And I love Facebook explaining to folks about, oh, Bannon got 5 million of your names out of 3 billion and contacted you. He raped you. I just call you dumb F's and try to keep you depressed and rip you off. You know, it's like, I've done 85 billion times what he did, but I'm going to tell you how. It's like Hitler being the chief judge at Nuremberg and then sentencing Nazi cadets to be hung. That's what, so it's the hypocrisy and watching them have the knowledge and screw people that I want to just tell people about the trick, the hat trick. And they say, I'm mentally ill because I know how the hat trick works. I'm like a globalist, but I don't use it to F people over. Do you understand that? That's what's so frustrating. These are bad people. The average leftist is a lost, bought, desperate, mentally ill, under their control, doing whatever they say, hoping they can be somebody. They use people. But I know if you use people, it comes back on you. I thought if we built everybody up, I would rise. And that's why they say I'm an arrogant, crazy person, because I'm projecting my own self on the general public. Well, I just know this. I'm not signing on to you devil worshiper pedophiles operation. So that's not going to happen. And I've told you, feel your hand. You have filled it. And so we'll see at the end of the day what happens here. All I know is I got to make a good showing in front of God. You people aren't in my equation. There's only one entity that's in my equation. And when I spiritually feel like I'm lined up with God, I'm fine. The minute I get out of alignment, that's when... That's the real torture. You people, see, I serve somebody. Like Bob Dylan said, you globalists haven't got that yet. I don't serve Hollywood. I don't serve your new order. I don't give a rat's butt about any of this. I care about lining my soul up with God and doing things that are right. And you think because I'm not a big narcissistic, inbred, scumbag sociopath like you that I'm weak? No, you're weak. I'm just trying to get right with God. So I got a bunch of these clips. This is James Kallstrom, former deputy head of the FBI, says they plotted to undermine Trump, to frame him and to protect Hillary, and they perjured themselves, and it's all coming out, and Trump's willing to play those cards, and it's bombshell. And just like Trump's delivered on every other thing he said he'd do, eye of the tiger, man, he is there to take down the globalist and this criminal cabal that was so arrogant it thought it was invincible. Here's that clip.
I think we have ample facts revealed to us during this last year and a half that high-ranking people throughout the government, not just the FBI, high-ranking people had a plot to not have Hillary Clinton, indicted so that she could remain the flawed candidate that she was, which in my view was stupidity. And And they also had a, and even this Strzok guy talked about this, and they had a backup plan to basically frame Donald Trump. Right. And that's what's been going on. This whole thing, in my view, is just total phony.
Total phony. Planet phony. And that's it. That's it. That's all they've got. Is that, as he said, not, because they make it about the FBI. And as if you're saying the average FBI agent's bad. The FBI is a middle player in this. You've got the National Security Agency. You've got the CIA. You've got Defense Intelligence. You've got Director of National. You've got all of them involved illegally spying on Trump, the campaign. That's totally illegal. Lying about what data they gain. Lying to Congress. And then they've got the FBI trying to fix the investigation to protect Hillary. And then, oh, my God, they got us with the Russians and they got us with the Chinese. Let's go blame it on Trump. I mean, that's the whole plan. It's crazy. So let's get into some of the perjury, because Trump's come out and said Comey is a perjurer. And then everybody started threatening him. We'll get to those clips when we get after the next segment. But here is May 3rd, Comey saying that he never supplied anybody with information. And then a month later, in June 8th, he's saying he did. And again, they've got the recordings, they've got the files, they've got the FBI files now, they've got it all. Comey was leaking the whole time before Trump even got elected, before he was even president-elect, before he was even the nominee, which is illegal. Here it is.
Director Comey, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?
Never.
So that's May 3rd. Let's go to June 8th. And here he is once he knows that they've already talked to the sources. FBI agents were there. There's been a lot of FBI agents. In fact, I'm not lionizing the FBI, but it is FBI agents that have actually been the critical witnesses to Congress and the president that are about to bring all this down. So once he knows the FBI agents have told the truth and blown his cover for his criminal operations, here's what he says.
And finally, did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape.
Hey, pause. Oh, he never wrote all this down to be a fake record. Oh, jeepers, creepers, lordy, lordy, I'm such a good Sunday school boy. Get in my yellow Volkswagen, I'll take care of you. Lordy, lordy, I just thought, here it is.
And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because
I didn't leak. I just gave it to somebody. I didn't order somebody killed. I just gave the order. I didn't kill the guy. I just gave the order. You just heard classic mafia. Let's finish.
That might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr. Wittes?
No.
Who was that?
A good friend of mine who's a professor at Columbia Law School.
A good friend of mine. Because with the FBI at that level, it's all about, are you 7 feet tall or do you look like you're really a good guy? Like, will they be stunned when we walk a 7 foot tall guy in? It's all just, and he's just nothing but a little crook. Second hour straight ahead, spread those live links, stick it in the eye, Soros, Zuckerberg, and all of them. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Big breaking news in the second hour. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some incredible information about to break the next segment. The arrogance of these people is only outmatched by their stupidity. So we'll look at this riddle. But all my lawyers have looked at these fake lawsuits against us, and I don't just put a good face on things. If stuff's bad, I'll tell you, or I'd admit I've done something wrong. Top lawyers look at these lawsuits and they say, this is like a temper tantrum. This is not real. Judges will never even advance this. The left is acting like they're in the battle of their lives, because they are, and none of it matters. If they just grandstand and temper tantrum, it's going to get them ahead. But, well, we'll cover it next segment. It's just mind-boggling. Now, before we go any further, you've got Trump, who, even though I disagree with some of the things Trump does, I can see his algorithm. And it's pragmatic, it's real, it's pro-prosperity, it's pro-free market, it's pro-symbiosis, it's pro-deals, the smarts of the general public. Free will. Trump's a real free will guy. And I can see it, and I can see 14, 15 months into his presidency, the whole world turning around. And nationalism and free market and religious freedom and so many good things exploding. And then I see the globalists panicking. I see them freaking out. And I see them attacking myself and anybody else they see as a support mechanism for Trump. Because as narcissistic Satanists, they believe it's Alex Jones or it's Donald Trump. This is key. Who's creating all this? Because these idiots all think they're the center of the universe. They don't understand that we just metaphysically are signing on to what we already know is inherent and real and powerful and true. We're not the fount. We're not the progenitor. We're not the engine. We're not the birthplace. We're not the zygote of this. We're simply strong nodes in that human quest for life and liberty and justice and a future. We're alive. And it's because we are alive, they hate us. They live, we sleep. Well, I'm alive. And, yeah, I'm an arrogant person, I guess. I don't need to see somebody else down on their luck and weak. I wouldn't feel good in some mountaintop chalet with 50 bedrooms and helicopters and all the best with all around me like Brazil. Another area with just people crapping on themselves and enslavement and keeping them politically suppressed so I could feel powerful by how low they were. And if you understand that essence, you understand everything. That's what Satanism is. It's all about you. It's all about the more selfish you are. If you're willing to rape a baby or slit its throat, you get all this power because you're this selfish god. That's a freaking joke. That's a cultural planetary abortion. And see, to me, my life isn't about me. It's about my progeny and the whole continuum, because it is about me. And I realize I'm going on to the future through my progeny, and I'm not going to be stopped, and I'm not going to let a bunch of chicken crap BS globalists get in the way of that. And if they want to fight, I'm ready for the animating contest, because what they do to me only makes me stronger, whether I even die in the process. I'll never be a piece of crap like they are. So, the whole Russiagate thing is a projection of what Hillary was. It's in all the documents. McCabe's been caught covering up Hillary's crimes. They've all been caught, and the indictments are being readied for them. I can tell you now, from high-level sources, they want a fight, they've got one. They're all going to be indicted. They're all going to prison. And all the scum and all the trash that thought they had their will over America, they're about to get their asses handed to them collectively.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Shanahan's a journalist. It's worked for U.S. media, international media, you name it. CitizenJournalismSchool.com, ThePopulist.us. And he was named last Tuesday in a lawsuit with myself, former Congressman Alan West, and others. And I want to get into that suit because it's not like the other millions of suits that are filed each year. It's in their own brief, and I've had top lawyers look at it, an attack on the First Amendment. It says we're Russian agents. It's just a total act of fiction. It's crazy. But also, we pointed out that Soros was involved overthrowing Ukraine with State Department and CIA funding, and that other people that were involved covering the events in Charlottesville had worked for the State Department in clandestine positions, and that usually that means CIA, because the State Department is the CIA. We didn't even say that they particularly were, because they conflated in the suit what we were saying. But Lee Stranahan did some research. We're going to go to it here in just a moment. And it turns out the company that this gentleman is at brags that it carries out CIA covert operations, which isn't hard to predict. But then they defame us in the New York Magazine, everywhere else, saying that Stranahan and I say that this man that's suing us killed the woman run over by somebody. We never said that. My lawyers have, I spent a lot of money, just a week, they've looked at all the clips. And they go, you never said this. They go, we've never seen a suit like this. I mean, I don't go on air and say this is a hoax suit just to say that. It's a hoax. All this stuff's a hoax. I had these people sue me, and they go, about 6 months ago, I didn't realize what was going on. They go, Mr. Jones, we don't have a suit. How about X amount goes in your bank account and we drop it? My lawyers are like, this is a great deal. And I go, okay, but they were building the case. So the second time they file suit, they offer me money, and it's like millions of dollars. I go, no, no, we're going to court. No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. So it's this PR. They can put the defamation in a suit. Like these EEOC things, like Jones, we saw Jones with Russian agents giving him orders. This is in EEOC stuff. Jones was under the Russian commander's control. And you're like, EEOC, what the? It's like saying Jones was with Captain Kangaroo, and you're like, what is this? And then you realize they're just building this insanity with enough headlines, thinking the listeners are dumb, that it'll work. So, look, I'm a smart guy sometimes, but so this isn't about InfoWars. It's not about Lee Stranahan. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about the Citizen Journalism School. It's about Hillary Clinton's main lawyers on the East Coast and West Coast are suing me. This group's Georgetown University, the professors there, we're talking to the leaders of the university right now, go, we didn't know this was happening. Let us fix this, because no one's ever done something like this. This is rogue, and it shows total panicking by the criminal elements of the deep state to just make up stuff we never said or did. So as long as you stand behind us and spread the articles, the books, the videos, as long as you buy the products, we'll make it through these fake lawsuits. But at the same time, the lawyers even say, we've never seen this type of craziness. So what does this signify? We'll get in the next segment to the documents, all the proof, what Lee Stranahan has pulled up, dealing with all of this and the groups. But again, when I said the CIA did it, it's edited videos of us talking about Ukraine and Soros. And then they mix that together with other stuff we said about, you got Democratic operatives in Charlottesville when this woman gets killed, clearly being the spokespersons for the media, just like four kids out of 3,000 are with the shooting. We never said nobody died. We never said they were crisis actors. They say in a lawsuit we should be shut down for saying crisis actors, nobody died. Because you can put defamation in a lawsuit. So this is the deep state trying to take us down. And I'm not worried. I'm quite honored, quite frankly. Lee Stranahan, we're going to go through your exhibits in the next segment. But just looking at this and looking at what's going on and them suing you and I for saying this guy had a CIA connection when we weren't even really, in most cases, talking about him. And then it looks like the connections are there. Again, it's like the lawyers say, this doesn't, what do you think they're thinking?
Well, this is clearly part of a longer play, Alex. What's going on here is a PR campaign that goes back. Well, actually, I would say if you look in WikiLeaks, you can see some of the seeds of this at the founding of the Tea Party, at that early time when, remember the battle over Obamacare, the early days of the Tea Party, right? And remember the media was accusing the Tea Party of being racist and a lot of the same things that we saw at Charlottesville. Well, who was one of the congressmen who was right in the middle of that controversy? It comes up, actually, in the WikiLeaks Hillary Clinton emails. Just look up the name Tom Perriello. Tom Perriello is the congressman from Virginia at the time, and he's mentioned by Hillary Clinton in that email.
And that's the guy suing us works for him. And then that congressman gets massive, unusual Soros funding.
Well, let's talk about that. Tom Perriello is key to understanding it. He has a deep, long relationship with Brennan Gilmore, the man who's suing you, me, Alan West, Gateway Pundit, and others, right? When I say a long relationship, you can find newspaper articles where they say that both Perriello and Brennan Gilmore worked together like about 15 years ago. It could be 14, but right around 15 years ago in Sierra Leone. Gilmore's a longtime State Department employee, but he's also been Tom Perriello's chief of staff. So he's not a minor staffer. He's very tightly connected.
He's the chief of staff of Perriello looks like he's running a covert sexist chief operation.
Well, let me explain one thing. Let me explain why I go over facts like this, too, because this is a big deal in the lawsuit, Alex. The reason a reporter like me sometimes, so like, for instance, am I saying Brennan Gilmore's a CIA agent? I'm not saying that at all. I'm not at that point yet.
But is the State Department involved with the CIA? Is the companies he worked for bragging they've got CIA contracts? Yes, we're totally covered.
Well, let me just say this, too. Part of the reason I put information out, though, is that maybe someone out there in the listening audience worked with this guy and it becomes a tipster. Alex, I've done this in story after story after story. You get a little bit of the story out and then people go, well, gee, this guy's a good reporter. He's getting the facts correct. Then they come to me and they become a whistleblower. Does that make sense?
Well, that's what scares them. So why are they so scared about the Charlottesville? What do you think? We're going to break here in a minute, but what is the end game plan? We'll come back and go through the documents we've got here of this being CIA connected. We're not saying they killed the woman. We never said that. That's all them lying, fake news.
Yeah, never said that.
They don't have it. That's why it's a joke. It's a joke. They hope we get pissed at them and create something for the lawsuit right now. It's not going to happen.
Well,
what are they trying then? What is the point of this?
Well, we'll talk about that, but this is the real danger of Soros. He has fooled the left. He has bought the left out. And so now the people who were opposed to the deep state traditionally are all on the side of the deep state. We'll talk about it, Alex. When you'll see this, it's stunning.
Well, I know you're a smart guy, and I respect your work. I've been aware of it for years. Dave and I have interviewed probably 50 times. I'm just going to let you co-host. Or you know what? The only way I shut up is the last two segments, I'm going to just sit here and listen to you. We'll do one more segment together, but I'm going to let you co-host and just take over the fourth and fifth segment of this hour to end the transmission. Lee Stranahan straight ahead because he's dug up some amazing stuff. And it isn't about us. It's about understanding the larger picture and just how crazy this is straight ahead. The blitzkrieg of globalist disinformation just ran into a big brick wall. It's called America and the rebirth of the Republic. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Lee Stranahan, investigative journalist, is our guest for the rest of the hour. In fact, I'm going to let him take over and really break all this down, not just the fake lawsuits against us, but what's behind it, the upcoming indictments, which I'm confirmed are about to happen. So much is going on. But here's an example of Talking Points memo, far from a leftist site. and being sarcastic. And then you've got all these others saying, new lawsuit reveals challenges of taking fake news peddlers to court. And then it goes on to say that Brennan Gilmore, this individual from the State Department that's saying that we say he killed a woman, according to the article. They go on to say Jones says crisis actors staged the attack and that nothing actually happened in Florida. Never said that. There's no clip. There's no video. They just say it. Then it goes, in a complaint put together by lawyers for Georgetown Law School's Civil Rights Center, which now is anti-free speech, in federal court Tuesday, Gilmore claims false stories, saying it was part of a deep state plot to undermine the Trump administration by staging the murder of anti-racist activist Heather Heyer, led to threats to his personal safety and caused potential damage to his career. So where's the link here? It's funny. In journalism, when we say... Bill Clinton settled a rape case, or the Pope says communism's good, or whatever it is, we link to it. Where is it? Well, it's not there. So that's how dumb they think you are. When they sue Jim Hoft and Ellen West, myself, Lee Stranahan, who's on with us right now. So let's get into facts. He also says that we say he's CIA. We were talking in general about Soros and the funding of all this and State Department connections to that, but then it turns out you've got the organization, the group, you've done the research. The company he's an executive at reportedly brags of carrying out CIA contracts. So, Lee Stranahan, let's teach him how journalism works right now. Let's go through it.
You got it. So, and let me do something a little even more fundamental before we get to that, Alex. Real simple point. This lawsuit claims that due to a report, for instance, that I did on InfoWars on August 15th, that's an important date, that he was subject to threats. But in fact, in interviews that he gave with Judy Woodruff and in an article he wrote on Politico, he admitted that his own sister told him he was under threat on August 13th. So in other words, the threats had nothing to do with anything I said on InfoWars. Threats were happening 2 days earlier, according to the
guy. If you even believe it, he's a public figure. Obviously, the whole thing's a joke.
So this is how it rolls. But let's talk about the connections, because as you point out, there's two things they don't want. They're very upset in this suit that we tried to, they say, connect him as a CIA agent or as a Soros puppet or something like that, neither of which were said. And about the about saying that he was responsible for Heather Heyer being killed, let me say emphatically, not only did I not say it, I don't believe it. Do you believe that?
No, we're saying Soros. Well, they even cut off our headlines. They said Soros should be indicted for staging Charlottesville chaos. They cut the chaos off. We didn't say stage Charlotte. We're saying he funds Antifa. They're there. But again, here's the good news. The lawyers, I'm sure you've talked to your own, they say they've never seen such a slipshod lawsuit. So the question is, why are they filing these BS things?
Well, let me say this, too. There's another blessing in disguise here, Alex. Normally, as a journalist, I don't get to question people under oath. But I have some questions about Charlottesville. And now, because someone sued me, I'm going to get to ask that person questions under oath.
We're going to get the subpoena. He's going to get the subpoena his bank records. Let's do it now. At the company he's an executive at, and the congressman he was chief of staff for, that say they're running CIA operations. Let's that's the big bombshell. They sue us for saying they're connected to the CIA. We didn't even really say that. But now, let's get into it right now.
And so let's do that. And there's no Soros connection. That's the two things they say. There's no CIA connection, no Soros connection. Okay, let's go over it. So first off, Tom Piorello, who I mentioned before, remember, Brendan Gilmore is his chief of staff. If you look into, he ran for governor this past year, didn't make it out of the primaries. His top funder was, drumroll, George Soros. That's not me saying it. That's the Washington Post reporting it. That's the FEC reports reporting that he was a major funder of Piorello's campaign. Let's start with that. Now, what you're talking about is something that I unveiled in a Periscope last night. It's that Brennan Gilmore is in a company. He's one of three executives in this company, right? And the two others, I want to focus on one in particular, Dario Marquez, okay? There's another man.
And tell folks the name of the company. Document Cam guys, I've got the articles right here.
It's Wise, right? That's them right there. And if you scroll, if they scroll down a little bit there, Alex, you'll see a picture of Brennan Gilmore. There's Mr. Marquez. There's Mr. Gilmore. This is clearly the same Brennan Gilmore who's suing us, too, right? Same biography.
That's
same
him. And look at the power trip right there. He's a public figure. He's out there.
That's right. Now, let's talk about Dario Marquez. Couple things. First off, Dario Marquez is a former Secret Service agent, and he formed a company called MVM. Now, MVM is a military contractor. And if you look, the Wall Street Journal wrote about MVM. Okay. Now, again, this is the guy that Brennan Gilmore's in business with here. He had a company, MVM. MVM was a military contractor like Blackwater. That's the way the Wall Street Journal described them. So
Blackwater is the clandestine CIA.
Well, and in this Wall Street Journal article, you can find where Marquez admits freely that they worked for the NSA and the CIA. Okay? So
boom. Our boy is one of the top three executives of the company that's in the Wall Street Journal saying they carry out CIA contracts. And we're not mean pencil pushing here. We mean military contractor.
Military contractor like Blackwater, that's the way they're defined. So let's just stop for a second and talk about... And
we're being sued saying the guy's CIA connected. We didn't even say that. And now he's an executive in a company that brags the Wall Street Journal. They're not just CIA. They're running muscle operations.
And for the NSA in Iraq. Yep, it's right there. Now, let's talk about Tom Fiorello for a second. Tom Fiorello is known as a sort of liberal's liberal on the left, okay? The reason Soros funded him is he's a guy who got the endorsement of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, right? Now, traditionally, when you think about people like Bernie Sanders, they're anti-war, right? That's the way we think of the left. I want to point out what's happened here. There's a reason Soros is funding a guy like Fiorello. There's a reason for it.
Oh, and you're and taking over, way, so I shut up. You're going to get the next two segments straight ahead on the other side. Lee's on target. We got all the articles right here. I mean, wow, these guys, the arrogance, the insolence. But here's the deal. McCabe, all the globalists, all these parasites that have hijacked the country, your time is coming. And no matter what happens, know this, scumbags, we're coming for you. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The second American Revolution is now. Spread those links and defeat the globalists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.
All right. I want Lee to be able to roll this out in this segment, the next. I'm just going to sit back and listen to what he has to say here. And I'm going to punch you out in a minute and just sit back here. But let me just say it from the heart. I fight the globalists so hard because they're so anti-human. They're so evil. They're such liars. They're such scumbags. They're such pieces of crap from the chicken you-know-what dimension. You know, the chicken SH what T dimension. That's how I describe it. They're just these jerks. They don't play by the rules. They don't care about basic humanity. An example is my daughters were with their mom the last week up in Connecticut skiing, which is great. And they called me this morning and they said, yeah, my middle daughter was talking to some kids they were with in ski camp and who their dad was. And then the dad walked over and yelled and screamed at my daughter. I mean, the left involves children in things. The Antifa beats up women. They have no rules. They're scum, and they're all about guilt, though, and how they're good. So I look at all this, and I pull back from it. And I want to ask Lee Stranahan this. I'm going to punch out, let him take over. Why would you have a guy, State Department, who videotapes this woman getting run over, come out and file a lawsuit saying we said he killed the woman. There's no video of that. We never said that. There's no audio. And then he heads up a company that brags in the Wall Street Journal they've got CIA contracts. We just showed that to TV viewers. I can go over the headlines if folks want it. Iraq case sheds light on secret contractors. I mean, this guy's company's in secret contractor articles. We're not just talking about CIA analytics, you know, analytics or, you know, some little sub. I mean, this is like the teeth of the CIA and all the articles, Airbnb, House White Nationalist, and all of it. My lawyers look at this and they go, this is desperate temper tantruming. It doesn't mean we don't have to fund the lawsuits and deal with it. It just means like, what's the motive of these guys? What's their problem, Lee? You're a smart guy. You don't speculate as a journalist, but as a personal guy being sued, they know they've got these contracts. They know that we're talking about Soros and the CIA. I think they're saying, when there's events like this and we put a narrative out, we're not saying they're staging the event. They put their narrative out. Stay out of our narrative. That's what they're pissed about, is that we're there talking about the narrative, saying, hey, let's ask questions, whether it's Charlottesville or whether it's Lakewood or Parkview or whatever the hell it is. They just don't like us questioning the narrative. I think that's it, that they're mad that we're just questioning things, not even saying what we know. What's got them so mad? Go ahead and take over.
Well, I think what got them so mad is that Charlottesville, in some ways, was the culmination of the Black Lives Matter movement, that they had put a lot of money and
exactly
effort
into. They're pissed that it blew up in their face. And then a month later, Pelosi saying Black Lives Matter and Antifa's terrorists.
Yes. And
so it's a failed project. It's a failed project.
Well, in some ways, and Trump's election proved a failure. In other words, the way it really failed was it failed to stop everything they threw at him. The people still were like, you know what? I trust Trump over Hillary Clinton. That's it. And they were very upset.
And has he not fulfilled that trust? What are they going to do now?
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, here's what's very interesting. And I know it's weird to think about this, but I think the left is being victimized by George Soros. Soros has figured out how to use the left to promote an agenda that is really the antithesis. So is George Soros a leftist? Yes or no? Clearly, he's a leftist. Is he a greedy capitalist? Clearly, yes, right? And that's kind of a weird contradiction. But let's talk about, I want to correct one thing. The guy who's suing us, Brennan Gilmore, he's an executive in a company where the founder of the company's other company is the one who is connected to the CIA.
Sure, exactly. Now, he works with the guy that created a clandestine operation group. We're not even saying he's CIA. We're just saying CIA.
But this company itself may or may not be, but I mean, it's connected because it's the same guy who owns both of them. And Gilmore's with one of those companies. But I just want to clarify that there are two different companies here. That being said, does this mean that there's a CIA involvement that Brennan Gilmore has? I'm not saying that. And if I thought that, I would tell you. Let me give you another scenario. Let me give you another possibility. Maybe it's just a political connection. Why do I say that?
Well, that's all we said was you keep getting politicos at these events like the kids that are anti-gun out of 3,000. They get all the coverage. That's what we said.
And, well, what I said, and what I said also was I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to piece it out. Here's what we know. Let's talk about this guy, Dario Marquez. Now, again, he's the guy whose company was a Blackwater-style military contractor. Dario Marquez also happened to be a top donor to a PAC that was headed up by, drum roll please, Tom Perriello, Brennan Gilmore's close work associate.
Yeah, he's chief of staff with that, exactly.
Right? So Perriello had a PAC called Win Virginia. Now, it was supposed to be a pro-progressive PAC, okay? And if you look at the fundraising for that PAC, you will see that Dario Marquez, who's the same guy who's partnered with Brennan Gilmore in this other company, Dario Marquez was also a major donor to this Tom Perriello-headed PAC. You with me there? So this is important because it just shows that there's another connection here, not military, not deep state, but political. And that's very well could be what was going on. It could also be a personal connection.
But let's be clear, not a correction, a clarification. We're not saying a woman wasn't run over. We're not saying this Brandon guy, did this. What we're saying is that you got politicos at these events, obviously at an anti-fascist rally, that are the spokespersons exacerbating it, saying Trump's Hitler.
Exactly right. And I keep seeing Soros connections everywhere here.
No, I know.
Well,
he funds the whole thing. But that's what I'm asking you is then, and here to take over the next segment. What do they think they're getting out of it? My lawyers just think it's the PR stunt of the lawsuit. And then they don't care if it gets defeated because they say there's no way this goes forward. This is like crap.
Well, this is one of the points I've been making, Alex. If you want to really get to the motivation here, I think there's something very sneaky going on. Here's what it is. Traditionally in this country, when we think of people fighting for free speech, we think of the left, right? If you think about the 50s and 60s and
sure, so it's the left right? trying to eviscerate free speech.
That's right. Now, if you think about who's the anti-war movement in this country, traditionally, it's the left. What they're doing here, what Soros is buying for his money.
No, like you said, he's getting the left to be pro-war, pro-censorship. They're killing the left.
That's exactly right. And if you look around, usually the ACLU would be taking the side. Look, we don't. I remember the Illinois Nazis back in the 80s when I was growing up, 80s, 90s, and ACLU came out to defend them. Here, the ACLU has had a cut tail and run. And the reason why is Soros spreads his checks around. That's not a conspiracy theory.
He funds every damn group you can imagine.
That's right. And that's what I think is going on here. When I looked into the groups, the civil rights unit who's suing us and the Voting Rights Institute at Georgetown, every member of their advisory board for Voting Rights Institute, all 12 people, were directly working with organizations that are directly funded by George Soros's Open Society. Every single one of
them. It's incredible. This guy thought he was the Messiah 30 years ago when he wrote a book. But in a way, he kind of is the Messiah of evil. I mean, he's like the devil's Messiah. It's just like, how could one guy be involved in so much evil? Well, he's overthrown a bunch of countries. He's swindled so much money. It's incredible. All right, Lee Stranahan, you're doing the final segment, and I'm leaving. So you intro it, you outro it. Great points. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. I mean, this is the battle for the Republic. Front row seats, InfoWarsStore.com. Please think about all those great products that we fund our operation. I hardly plug, but there's great products you need. We've got the new Super Silver product up there. Be sure and check that out.
The Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars.com. My name is Lee Stranahan. I'm an investigative reporter. And I want to thank Alex for trusting me to do this last segment. We're talking about the lawsuit that was filed this past Tuesday against Alex Jones and InfoWars, against me, against Jim Hoff, my friend over at the Gateway Pundit, Alan West, and other people. And this lawsuit was filed by a man named Brennan Gilmore. And Brennan is a State Department employee. He's a political Democratic chief of staff person for Tom Perriello, who's a congressman in Virginia. And Mr. Gilmore is also the person who happened to videotape the best shot of the car crashing in to the crowd of people back on August 12th of last year in Charlottesville, killing Heather Heyer, murdering her. And I did a segment last year on August 15th, a few days after this, where I was interviewed and I talked about some things, and I mentioned the fact that Brennan Gilmore, who shot that video, works for the State Department, forgive me. And I mentioned that he worked for Tom Perriello. I did not say he worked for the CIA. I don't believe he works for the CIA because I have no proof that he works for the CIA. I don't believe he was responsible for engineering Heather Heyer's death. That would be a horrible accusation to make. I didn't say it because I don't believe it. What I did say was that he worked for the State Department. He worked for Tom Perriello. And that's why I'm being sued. And literally, if you read the lawsuit itself, that's why I'm being sued. So one of the reasons I'm actually happy that Alex Jones is my co-defendant, and Alex may not want to hear this, but I'm happy to have Alex as a co-defendant, because Alex is one of the few people out there in the media who, when he gets hit with a lawsuit like this, he doesn't cower. He doesn't hide under the bed. And my mentor, Andrew Breitbart, was a little bit like that as well. And that's why, you know, I like someone with some fight in them. And I got the same fight myself in Jim Hoft over Gateway Pundit, same way. So I've said this before, but Brennan Gilmore, you picked the wrong people to sue. Sorry, Brennan, you picked the wrong people to sue. If you were counting on us shutting up, and between with the audience that Jim has and that Alex has, this is a lot of people you're trying to shut up. I know you're a musician. I know you play bluegrass. I suggest you look into the Streisand effect. Anyone can look that up and you'll see that's the effect where Barbara Streisand sued some people who took a helicopter picture of her estate. And so what happened was everybody published the picture. That's called the Streisand effect. And Mr. Gilmore, you're going to get it because your suit is an affront to anyone who believes in the First Amendment. You can't sue somebody for telling the truth just because you think one possible interpretation is that you work for the CIA. Let's talk about some other political connections. And by the way, I challenge anybody, just follow along with the facts, look up what I'm about to show you, and you'll find another interesting connection to Charlottesville. What does this mean? I don't know, but let's go ahead and take a look. So I mentioned in the last segment that Tom Perriello has a PAC called Win Virginia. Now, remember, Brennan Gilmore has worked closely with Tom Perriello as his chief of staff. This Win Virginia PAC, if you look at the fundraising numbers, the donors, you'll see the one big donor there is Dario Marquez, who I mentioned earlier. But if you look at the top donor, I believe you'll see the very two top donors are Reid Hoffman and Technology for Democracy, LLC. Now, Technology for Democracy, LLC is effectively Reid Hoffman. So who's Reid Hoffman, this big donor of the pack here that Perriello is ahead of? Reid Hoffman is a big angel investor in Silicon Valley. Perhaps you've heard of one of his things, which is LinkedIn, the big social media site for business people. He's the guy behind that. He's also one of the first investors and is still on the board of Airbnb. You with me? Airbnb, that's who Reid Hoffman is. Now, why do I mention Airbnb? If you look back to the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally that was the center of all this, remember that happened on August 12th. It began on August 11th. But if you go back to about August 8th, 3 days before the rally, there was already a story that Airbnb, the same company that Reid Hoffman, Tom Perriello's big donor at his Win Virginia PAC, right? You'll see that Airbnb, that company, made headlines across the country by saying that they had canceled the memberships of people at the Unite the Right rally. Now, I don't know if you're like me. My friends on the right didn't know anything about the Unite the Right rally. In other words, the people I know who read InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and so on, the people on the right were not thinking about this. Remember, this was like 200 largely white nationalists. That's who was there, about 200-300 people. Not a big, well-attended event. This was not like a Tea Party rally. So what happened? Stories like this set a media narrative. Oh, Airbnb pulled out. They don't want to. It was making things more difficult for the people showing up to the rally. So here's a question I have. Did Reid Hoffman at Airbnb get the heads up from Tom Perriello? Does he know Brendan Gilmore, Reid Hoffman? I assume he does. Maybe I'm wrong. But here's the beautiful thing about it right now. They picked the wrong people to sue, because now what I get to do, since they sued me, is I get to get Brennan Gilmore in a deposition. And while I'm at it, I think I probably need to depose his business partner, David Marquez. I should probably also depose Reid Hoffman, because he has a clear connection to the Charlottesville thing. I don't know what it means, but now they can't duck my phone calls. They can't avoid my emails. As a reporter, I'm used to that. Now they have to sit in a chair while I or someone representing me, or better yet, Alex Jones. Just picture that. Picture them under the bright deposition lights getting a few questions from Alex about what their role is and about what they were doing. That is an episode you're not going to want to miss. Now, again, I don't think they realized what they were doing. I'm not saying I know what was going on. The thing that drives me as a reporter is curiosity. But I'm saying you can look it up yourself. Win Virginia, biggest donor, Reid Hoffman. Oh, and one other thing. While you're looking that up, look into a CIA tech company, an incubator, if you will, called IntelliQ. And if you look it up, you'll see that another investment company that Reid Hoffman has something to do with, called Greyhawk, also has something to do with IntelliQ. So that's another thing you can look up yourself. Again, this is, I'm pointing this out not because I think it means anything. If I knew what it meant, I'd just tell you that. I'm pointing it out because as you start to lay out the beats of a story, it gets very, very interesting. Now, I'm going to mention one other thing. We mentioned in the last segment that Brennan Gilmore is in a company with this guy, Dario Marquez from MVM. Okay. Now, the other person who's in that company is a man named Michael Titmoss. And Michael Titmoss is also been involved in companies that were directly involved with the NSA and the CIA, according to a filing that they did. So it's not just one of the partners in the company that has a CIA-NSA connection. It's not just one, it's both of them. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. What it means is it's a fact. And one of the reasons we do something like this, and one of the reasons, again, I'm very proud to be able to get a few minutes of Alex's audience's time, is to tell you we're at a point right now where you can't take anybody's word on this stuff. Don't take my word on it. Go look it up yourself. And this is exactly why they're afraid of InfoWars. Alex has said the reason he named his company Free Speech is if he ever got sued, and you'll see that's the name of his company, Free Speech LLC, is that people were suing Free Speech. Well, guess what? That is exactly what's going on here. People are pursuing free speech. And they're doing it because out there they think, you know, we live in a world where Alex Jones's daughter will get yelled at by another parent. That's the world we live in. So they know what we're up against. But the thing that they're afraid of is that you, the audience, like everyone here at InfoWars, is actually independent. For the Alex Jones Show, from Washington, D.C., my name is Chris Brennan. Have a great weekend.